早安。
早安。
Keep doing that.
好 ，Let's pray together.
我们大家一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们的天父。
We pray today you'd speak to us through your word.
主啊，我们希望你今天通过你的让你的话传给我们。
That your word would be nourishing to us.
让你的话来喂养我们。
You would feed us with it.
让你的话来继续的给我们提供滋养。
Lord, we confess in ourselves.
主啊，我们向你忏悔。
We cannot hear you.
主啊，我们时时刻刻的有时候没有听到你的话语。
We can't trust in you.
我们对你没有相信。
Or obey you.
我们没有对你顺服。
But Lord, by your Spirit.
但是神啊，通过你的灵。
We can hear and grow through your word.
借着你的灵，我们成长。
And Lord, I pray for each of us today.
主啊，我们为今天在座的每一位献上祷告。
That we would treasure the relationship with you that, as our Father.
我们一定要珍视我们作为儿女与我们阿爸天父的关系。
That each one that has believed in Jesus,
我们每一个人都能够相信主耶稣基督。
Would live in the deep assurance that they are your children.
我们要这样永深深的相信主啊，我们是你的儿女。
And the hope of being your children.
我们有作为你儿女的永远的盼望。
So we pray for your spirit to work.
主啊，我们也求你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I have to bear with me today. My voice is a little bit soft.
请大家原谅我今天嗓子有点不太好，可能说话有点声音小。
Today in this combined service, I'm going to continue on in our English service series through the Book of Romans.
今天在大家这个我们这种联合聚会的话，我还是接着讲我们英语堂讲的那个系列。
And we're going through this well-known, much-loved chapter of Romans 8.
我们要来看一看这个非常有名、大家都非常喜爱的这个罗马书第八章。
Which is the climax and the conclusion of the first half of the letter.
这个第八章呢是这个书信第一部分的高潮和结尾。
The overarching theme of Romans 8 is assurance.
这个罗马书第八章的总的主要的题目就是证据。
The believer's assurance.
就是我们作为基督徒的证据。
Their sure hope of glory.
这个证据呢就是有这个荣耀的证据和盼望。
As many have noted, this chapter begins with no condemnation.
我们大家看这个篇章的一开始是以不定罪为开始。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里我们不定罪。
And it ends with no separation.
那么这个它结束的时候呢也是没有隔绝。
Romans 8:39, nothing will be able to separate us.From the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那么什么也不能使我们与我们的神这个能相隔绝在主耶稣基督里面。
And in between, in various ways, Paul is seeking to assure the believers.
那么呢，保罗呢，在这个当中呢，保罗在向我们这个确据，让我们有一个盼望的确据。
Of their hope as they walk the path of suffering.And sanctification.
那么当我们这个走完这个成圣与苦难的这个路的时候，保罗向我们保证有得胜的盼望。
And as we go through Romans 8,
当我们在读这个罗马书第八章的时候
，what becomes very clear,
那么呢，现在越来越清楚的可以看到
，as that the believer's assurance is grounded in the work of the Triune God.
那么我们作为基督徒的这个确据。是在这个三一真来自于三一真神。
This is a profoundly God-saturated chapter.
那么我们看到这一章里里里外外都是充满了我们的神。
And not just about God generally, but in His triune character.
并不是说这个仅仅是上帝本身，而是上帝的三一的特性，三一的格位。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And particularly more than any other chapter in Romans.
那么呢，跟其他这本书其他章不一样的是
，Romans 8 reveals the ministry of the Holy Spirit。
那么第八章呢，向我们显示了圣灵的工作。
He is mentioned 15 times in the first 17 verses。
圣灵在第头17节里被提到了15次。
He is the liberating spirit, verse 2.
他是一个释放的灵。
He is the spirit who gives the believers a new mindset, verses 5 to 9.
那么这个呢, 从第五节到第九节, 看到这个圣灵是给了信徒一个新的脑筋。
He is the spirit of the resurrection, both Christ and ours, verses 10 to 11.
第十节、十一节 我们看到那是一个复活的灵。
He is the spirit of mortification, of killing sin.
那么我们还可以看到第十三节, 我们看到这是一个克己的灵,顺服圣灵的灵。
And now in verses 14 to 17,
14节到17节那里, 我们可以看到,
we see he is the spirit of adoption.
我们可以看到他确认我们是神的儿女的一个灵。
That is, in these verses, we see the spirit is the one who assures the believers of their identity and inheritance.
我们可以通过这些经文，我们可以看到，这个圣灵在这里向我们保证了我们作为基督徒的身份，以及我们要继承作为神的儿女的产业。Their
identity and inheritance as God's children.
身份，我们的身份以及我们的产业是神的产业。So
as we walk through this passage, let's consider four aspects of the Spirit's ministry to God's children.
当我们来读这段经文的时候，我们来看这个四个方面，我们怎么样才是神的儿女。
Number one, the Spirit leads God's children.
那么呢，我们第一个可以看到，圣灵带领神的儿女。
Verse 14, number two, the Spirit enables God's children to cry, Abba Father.
圣灵呢，使我们孩子，使我们这个上帝的孩子来呼求，阿爸父。
Number three, the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
那么圣灵与我们同心见证我们是神的儿女。
And number four, the Spirit assures God's children of their inheritance. Verse 17.
最后一点呢，我们来看到圣灵向我们作为神的儿女，我们是有确据，而且我们是神的后嗣。So
first of all, we see the Spirit leads God's children.
我们看第一点，那么就是圣灵引导神的儿女。And
we see this in verse 14, but I'll read verses 13 to 15. For context.
我们可以看到这从这个第一节到第十和第十四节，我们可以看到。
Paul says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba Father."
我们大家可以看这个投影的经文。
In these verses, Paul spells out the connection between Spirit-filled obedience, on one hand, and life.
那么通过这些经文呢，保罗向我们表明了这个圣灵充满的这个顺服和生活之间的联系。
And in this way, he gives us a paradoxical picture of the way the warnings of God and the assurances of God go hand in hand.
这样呢，这个保罗向我们描画了一幅非常矛盾的一幅图案。这个图案就是一方面有神的警告，还有一方面就是对神给我们的确据。
And he shows us there's an appropriate fear.
And 保罗向我们显示了有一种这个非常得体的惧怕。
And an inappropriate fear to have as God's children.
还有一种是这个不是很得体的这个惧怕。
So let's consider how Paul combines God's warnings and God's assurance.
那我们现在看看保罗是怎么样把神的警告跟这个神的证确据合在一起。
Last time we were together in our English service, we looked at verse 13.
上次我们在英语的聚会当中，我们看到
in which Paul gives a warning and a promise, and both of them are conditionals.
那么保罗呢，在这里边给我们看到，我们有两个，一个是这个警告，还有一个就是确据。
If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
那么如果你顺服自己的肉体，你将会走上灭亡。如果那么借着圣灵，你把你的不舍爱的肉体，你就会生存。
In other words, Paul is saying,
那么换句话说，保罗在这里告诉我们，
we must kill sin.
我们必须消灭这个罪恶，
or sin will kill us.
否则的话，罪恶就会消灭我们。
In the midst of this great chapter on the believer's assurance and security,
在这一章里边，关于这个信徒的确据和证明的时候，
Paul does not shy away from such a stern warning.
保罗没有避开上帝的这个警告。
He knows how easy it is for us to misuse the grace of God.
保罗知道这个我们很容易误用神的恩典。
And so deceive ourselves.
以至于我们自己上当受骗。
As Paul says elsewhere in Galatians 6.
那么他就像保罗在这个哥罗西书那里讲的。
God is not mocked.
神是不可轻慢的。
Whatever one sows, that will he also reap.
种瓜得豆，得瓜；种豆得豆。
For the one who sows to his flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
你要用这个肉体，你从肉体来的，你就会有肉体的朽坏；那么从圣灵来的，将会得到永生。
So Paul is bold to say the path to eternal life is the narrow path.Of sanctification.
那么保罗在这里告诉我们，通往这个永生的道路是一个非常窄的成圣的路。
There is no other path.
没有其他的道路。
This is the warning of God.
这是指神给我们的警告。
But immediately after the warning of verse 13,
那么呢，十三章讲了这个警告，以后
，Paul begins to speak of the hope and assurance of sonship.
保罗马上就是又谈到了这个盼望跟这个我们作为神后嗣的证据。
And a genuine faith receives and holds together both the warning of God and the assurance of God.
那么一个真正的信仰将会同时这个接到和守住神的警告和应许。
It trembles at his warning.
那么这个应许呢，会让我们这个胆战，或者这警告会让我们胆战。
It takes comfort in His promise.
那么呢，神的应许呢，会让我们得到慰藉。
It both reveres and rests in God.
所有这一切都是在神的掌控之内。
But how can Christian faith do both?
那么我们作为一个基督徒，我们怎么样来完成这个同时完成两件事呢
？Verse 14 holds one key.
那么呢，第十四节那里面有个关键。
All who are led by the Spirit are sons of God.
那么所有一切被圣灵带领的都是神的儿子。
And the key here is to see that the Spirit's leading is a mark of those who are sons.
那么我们可以看到这里面最关键的一点就是所有被圣灵带领的都是神的儿子。
Not a precondition for becoming sons.
这可不是变成神儿女的先决条件。
In other words, we are not led by the Spirit so that we can be adopted.
我们不是为了成为神，被神接纳才受到神的带领。
We are led by the Spirit because we are adopted.
而是我们被神带领，是因为我们已经被神接纳成神的儿女。
Paul will go on in Romans 8:29 to say, For those whom God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son.
那么保罗在罗马书八章二十九节那里讲，那些个被神预知的，他将会被神接纳为按照他儿子的形象接纳为神的儿女。
Therefore, I have this promise.
那么呢，保罗说，我有这样的应许。
If God has made me His son,
如果神把我当看成他的儿子
，He will also make me like His son.
他也会让我像他的儿子一样。
His fatherly love is so great; it will not only adopt me, but will transform me.
他的父爱如此之大，他不仅仅接纳了我，而且彻底改变了我。
So faith receives God's warning.
那么因此，我们的信仰是接到，是收到了神的警告。
I must put to death sin by the Spirit if I am to live.
我们必须消灭我们的罪，我们要靠圣灵而活。
But faith also rests in His promise.
那么呢，我们这个信仰是在他的是在这个应许之上。
Because he has made me his son，
因为他把我变成了他的儿子。
I not only must put sin to death，
我必须消灭我的罪。
I will put sin to death，
我必将把罪去除。
I will be led by his spirit，
我必将受圣灵的带领。
God will do that in me，
那么神会在我身上行这样的奇事。
So as we look at verses 13 and 15,
当我们看这个十三章这个第十三节跟第十五节的时候
，we see there is a fear that is appropriate to our sonship.
那么我们看到有一种敬畏是非常得体的，做我们作为神的儿女。
But also a fear that's inappropriate.
那么我们还可以看到有一种惧怕是不合适的。
There's a fear that is truly appropriate to God's children.
那么我们神有一种应该对神所应该有的敬畏。
Listen to what the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 1, 17-19.
那么彼得前书第一章第十七节到第十九节。
Peter says, And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you are ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot.
彼得前书第一章第十七节那里说你们既称那不偏待的人按个人的行为为审判的主为父就当存敬畏的心度你们的在世寄居的日子知道你们的得俗脱去你们祖宗所传的虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的金银等物
Notice that Peter calls us to fear even while he acknowledges our sonship.
那么我们可以看到彼得在这个在这地方彼得在这 What's it again?
Notice Peter calls us to fear even as he acknowledges our sonship.
OK, 我们看到这个彼得在这地方讲到的这个惧怕的时候他虽然还承认我们是神的儿子。
If you call God the judge, your father, then conduct yourself with fear.
如果你把我们的父神看作是审判者的话，那么你就应该心怀敬畏。
And notice also that this is a fear of God, not in spite of the gospel, but because of it.
那么我们可以看到这种惧怕不是这个与福音相悖，而是因为有了福音才有这种敬畏。
Peter says it's just in light of being redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus that we fear God.
正因为我们被主耶稣基督的宝血救赎，我们才惧怕，我们才敬畏我们的神。
We stand in awe of God for the grace that we see in the gospel.
我们看到神的这个大能，我们这个感叹不已。
And all the more we respect His authority.
我们大家都这个顺服神的权柄。
And all the more we are cautious to do His will.
我们必须这个遵循神的旨意。
Careful not to offend Him in any way.
我们必须小心不冒犯我们的上帝。
Also, the very fact of Romans 8:14.
我们看到这个十四节的这个事实是
that God's Spirit leads us, working in us what He commands of us.
我们看到圣灵在我们当中让我们遵循神的旨意
should give us a healthy fear
那么这个像给我们提供了一个非常良好的敬畏
This is exactly what Paul says in Philippians 2, 12-13
那么这就正像保罗在腓立比书二章十二节到十三节那里讲的
Work out your salvation with fear and trembling
那么我们的救恩我们是怀着敬畏和战争的心情来看待。
For it is God who works in you.
因为是神在我们内心动工。
So in these ways, being a son involves having a healthy fear of God.
那么如此，我们就可以作为神的儿女，有一种非常这个正确的对神的敬畏感。
However, there is also an inappropriate fear to God's children.
那同时呢，我们作为神的儿女，还有一种不得体的这种敬畏。
And this is the fear that Paul talks about in verse 15 of our passage.
那么这种害怕呢，惧怕就是保罗在罗马书八章十五节那里讲到的。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
那么呢，你没有收到，你没有接到这个奴仆的这个心态而来变成你的敬畏那么呢你将会收到一种作为后接受后嗣儿子的这种心态
Paul saying there is a fear that's totally incompatible with our being the sons of God
那么保罗在这里说还有一种敬畏呢是一种根本与神的作为神的儿子这样完全不符的敬畏
and he distinguishes it in this way
他这样来判别
The inappropriate fear of God is not the fear of sons.
那么他这样说，这种不得体的敬畏不是作为神的儿子应有的敬畏。
It is the fear of slaves.
这是作为一种奴仆的惧怕。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear.
那么这就是第像在罗马书第八章第十五节那里讲的。
This fear of slaves is rooted not in the grace of the gospel.
那么这种作为奴仆的这种惧怕呢，不是源于福音。
But in the strict requirement of the law.
而是惧怕法律的这个惩罚。
It is a fear of punishment.
这是惧怕惩罚。
Without any apprehension of God's grace.
而且他们这个没有神在主耶稣基督里的恩典。
And I should pause here and say that this fear is appropriate to unbelievers.
那我在这要停一下的话，那我还必须得说，这种惧怕呢，对不信的人来说是蛮正当的。
In fact, it is a step toward their conversion.
那么同时呢，这也是他们转变的第一步。
It is also appropriate for those who profess to be Christians.
那么这个呢，这种惧怕呢，对那些将要成为自己是说自己是基督徒的人也是蛮合适的。
But by their continual disregard of God, belie their confession.
那么呢，因为他们不停的在这个，因为他们不断的抛弃神。表明了他们的这个悔改是假的。
They have no right to claim the comforts of God.
他们没有任何权利来要求神给他们的这个应许。
And should stand in terror of His judgment.
那么这些人应该在神的审判面前战战兢兢。
But for those walking with the Lord, there should be no slavish fear.
那么呢，对那些个与神同行的人，那么这些人应该没有奴仆的惧怕。
As John says in 1 John 4:18.Perfect love casts out fear.
那么在约翰一书四章十八节那里讲，完全的爱，这个是没有惧怕的。
And if the right fear and the wrong fear are sometimes hard to distinguish mentally,
那么这种和得体的这个敬畏和不应该有的这种惧怕，有时候很难区分。
There is a very good test in the Christian's experience.
那么呢，在我们基督徒生活当中有一个很好的辨别的方式。
Does our fear direct us to God or away from Him?
那么我们对神的敬畏是把我们带向离神更近呢，还是把我们从 离神而去？
Understand this. The one who possesses the healthy fear of a son is at home with the Father.
我们大家一定要清楚，那些有这个良好的敬畏的这个基督徒是神家里的儿子。
He knows and cherishes the Father's love.
他珍惜神的爱。
He comes to him humbly with his sins and his weaknesses.
那么他会很谦卑的来带着自己的罪跟软弱来到神的面前。
But the one who possesses the fear of a slave is not comfortable in God's presence.
那些有奴仆惧怕的人在神的面前会感到很不舒服。
He seeks to turn away.
那么他们会躲避神。
To hide from God with his sin and shame.
他们会躲避神的，他们会用躲避自己的罪和廉耻。
So the great test in our experience of whether this fear is healthy or harmful is whether it directs us to God as our Father or away from Him.
那么最好判别的方法是看这种敬畏或者惧怕是把我们带向神，还是把我们这个从神那儿身边带走。
So in verse 13 to 15,
在第十三章第十三节第十五节那里。
Paul encourages us to a fear appropriate to sons, but guards us from a fear of slaves.
保罗在那里这个鼓励我们有这种得体的这种敬畏，而让我们远离那种奴仆的敬畏心态。
And he tells us that we must obey the Spirit, but if we are sons, we will obey.
那么他在这里告诉我们，我们必须顺服圣灵。如果我们是神的儿子，我们就会顺服。
So first we see.The Spirit leads those who are sons.
那么我们这里看到圣灵带到神的儿子带向神，把神的儿子带向神。
Second, we see that the Spirit enables God's children to cry, Abba, Father.
第二点，我们可以看到圣灵使那些神的孩子来到神的面前呼求阿巴天父。
Paul continues to contrast the attitude of slavery and fear on one hand and the attitude of sons by saying that sons cry out, Abba, Father, by the Spirit.
那么保罗继续在这里比较奴仆的心态和神儿女敬畏的心态这两件事情。
And this cry is evidence that we truly belong to God.
那么这种呼求就是我们是神儿女的见证。
What does this spirit-filled cry mean? And what does it reveal about our adoption?
那么这个被圣灵充满这个是什么意思呢？
First, it reveals the source of our adoption.
那么这个可以看到我们这个被神作为我们是神儿女的这个源泉是什么？
The word Abba was the word for father in Aramaic.
这个阿巴这个词在这个 Aramaic language 里边是叫什么？亚兰文里边是父亲的意思。
Aramaic was the everyday language of first century Palestine.
那么亚兰人呢是这个巴勒斯坦第一世纪巴勒斯坦人的一种这个日常用语。
This word was used by children and adults.
那么这个
to refer to their father.
这个字呢都被小孩被小孩跟大人都来用来指来说父亲。
For this reason, an English translation that became popular in the 20th century that Abba means daddy.Is probably incorrect.
那么在现代英语二世纪英语我们经常把这个阿巴 翻成父亲这个二世纪的时候翻成父亲这可能有点不太合适
Even so, it was a term of intimacy and endearment.
虽然这个词里边有这种亲密跟亲爱的这个意思
But why does the Apostle Paul use this Aramaic word in writing to the Greek-speaking church of Rome?
但是为什么保罗用亚兰文去给那个这个说希腊文的罗马教会写信呢
And how is it that this Roman church that Paul has never met is already familiar with and uses this word in its prayers?
那么这些罗马的教会为什么保罗从来没见过他们怎么已经非常熟悉这样的词语呢
The answer is that this word had become precious to the church.
那么呢答案是呢这个字已经对这些教会来说已经变得非常珍重。
Even to the Gentile church.
对那些个外邦教会更是如此。
Because it was the word that Jesus used to address the Father.
因为这个词就是我们主耶稣基督用来称呼他的天父。
This is preserved once in the New Testament when Jesus is praying to God in Gethsemane.
那么呢这就是我们看到这个新约圣经里边就是这样使用的。
Mark 14:36, Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
那么我们可以看到马可福音14:36，我们那里说天父啊，所有一切的事情对你来说都是可能的，把这个杯从我身边移走。
So when the early Christians used this word,
当这个早期基督徒用这个词的时候
they were joining their sonship with Jesus' sonship.
他们把自己作为神儿女的这个身份与主耶稣基督的儿子的身份合为一体。
And so the use of this word reveals a critical point about our sonship.
那么呢我们可以看到使用这个词来显示了我们是神儿女的这个特殊的身份。
It's not a sonship that we have simply by being human.
并不是我们看到这个我们的身份是因为我们是人所以我们才有儿子的身份。
In the 19th and 20th century, it became very popular for liberal theology to speak about the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man.
那么在19世纪跟20世纪初的时候谈论普世父神和普世兄弟的这个话题变得非常普遍。
But this is not the idea of sonship that Paul has in Romans 8.
这个不是保罗在罗马书第八章讲的这个神的这个儿子的身份。
Our sonship is a sonship only with and in God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
我们的这个儿子的身份是与神跟他的爱子同在的一个身份。
Only because of the blood and righteousness of Christ can we be sons.
因为主耶稣基督的宝血和公义才使我们变成神的儿女。
And to cry as Jesus did, Abba Father.
所以我们才能可以呼求这个阿巴父神。
So Paul says this in Galatians 4:4-6.
保罗在哥罗西书4:4-6那里说道。
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law.So that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
保罗在那里讲，当时候满了的时候，神就会让他的独生儿子从父女出生来拯救那些个神的儿女，拯救神的儿女，以及让我们来成为神的儿子。
This is a profoundly humbling and thanksgiving producing and assuring truth.
这个真理使我们内心产生了深深的谦卑和敬畏和感恩。
My sonship rests ultimately not on me.
我作为神儿子的 身份完全不在我自己。
But in the perfect person and work of Jesus Christ.
而在主耶稣基督的完全的人格跟神格里面。
So this cry reveals the source of our adoption. It's in Jesus.
这种呼求显明了我们被赎的这个根源。
Second, this cry, Abba Father, also reveals the character of the believer's adoption.
那么我们看这第二点，这又显示了这个我们被神接纳的这个特点。
It is one of intimacy and access to the Father.
那么这个又显示告诉我们与神的亲密，还有我们跟神之间的 互通。
The Almighty God welcomes us to come and cry out to Him. As his children.
那么我们的万能的神欢迎我们来到他的面前，在无能无助的当中向他呼求。
We can relate to the Most High God as a father.
我们可以把这个万能的神当作我们自己的父亲来看。
In fact, he is the one who has sent his spirit into our hearts for that very purpose.
那么为此，我们的上帝把他的灵派到我们内心，让我们能够这样去做。
It's his own desire, his summons, through his summons that we approach him.
那么神的目的就是他希望我们来接近他。
That in our weakness we depend on him.
在我们软弱的时候我们依靠他。
That in our suffering we seek the one who is the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort.
在我们痛苦的时候我们来追求怜悯的父神，安慰的父神。
That in our short-sightedness we look for his fatherly wisdom.
那么当我们模糊的时候我们来寻求神的智慧。
That in our sin we rest in His unfailing love and forgiveness.
那么当我们犯罪的时候，我们又在神的大爱跟这个原谅当中。
So it's no wonder that John says in 1 John 3:1.
那么不奇怪，在约翰一书第三章第一节那里讲到。
Behold what kind of love the Father has given to us.
真是神。
That we should be called children of God.
真是神给我们的大爱，以至于让我们变成神的儿女。
How blessed is the one who has God as his father and knows it deeply.
我们是把父神当作他的父亲，我们是他的儿子，这是如此大的恩典。
And this is the precious ministry of the Spirit.
这就是圣灵的这个事工。
To make us know our sonship.
让我们知道我们是神的儿女的身份。
To move us toward the Father with filial dependence and love.
让我们知道把我们带向我们的神。
This leads us to point 3 from verse 16.
那么这一点让我们来看到这个下面的第三点。
The Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
那么呢，这个圣灵与我们内心同证，我们是神的儿女。
If we know by faith that we are God's children,
如果我们信心相信我们是神的儿女的话，
Paul is telling us that knowledge is given to us supernaturally by the Spirit.
那么这一点，这一点点知识，实际上是通过神的大能给我们的。
He bears witness along with our spirits to ourselves that we are children of God.
那么呢，这个呢，带着我们这个圣灵的印记来证实我们是神的儿女。
How is it that the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children?
那么圣灵怎么与我们同心来同证我们是神的儿女呢？
How does He assure us?
那他怎么向我们做出这样的保证呢？
He works with the Word of God.
他与神的话一起施工。
He brings the promises of the gospel to our hearts.
那么呢，他把这个福音的应许带到我们内心。
So how then may we grow in knowing the Spirit's testimony?
那么我们怎么知道圣灵的这个见证而成长呢？
This is a great question for us today.
那这是一个我们大家一个非常严肃的问题。
How can we live with a greater awareness that we are God's children?
那么我们怎么会越来越意识到我们是神的儿女呢？
Let me suggest three ways.
我现在做以下三点解释。
First of all, pray for the Spirit's ministry in your heart.
在你心里为圣灵的事工祷告。
Paul prays this for the Ephesians in Ephesians 1:16-18.
保罗是在以弗所书里是那样说的。
I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints?
大家看圣经以弗所书第一节十六节到十八节，那里已经保罗做了见证。
Likewise, we may also pray.
我们也可以这样祷告。
Father, may your spirit testify more deeply.
父啊，请你的圣灵进一步的做给我们做见证。
More powerfully to me.
给进一步给我们做强大的见证。
That I am your child.
我是你的儿子。
So that I may live in more constant awareness of you as my father.
主啊，也让我们能够清清楚楚的知道你是我们的天父。
So first, pray for the Spirit's ministry in your heart.
首先，我们要这个为圣灵在我们内心祷告。
Second, look in faith to Jesus.
我们在主耶稣里边来看信心。
Your sonship is grounded in Jesus' sonship.
我们的儿子的身份是在主耶稣基督里边的。
And the Spirit assures you of your sonship by pointing you to Jesus.
那么呢，圣灵呢来向我们保证我们的儿子的身份。把我们带向他。
So keep looking to the person and work of the beloved Son on your behalf.
我们应该不停地来看主耶稣基督的事工。
Do not look to your merits or righteousness.
不要看
look to his.
不要看你自己的义跟你自己的这个好处来看，只要看他的。
And know that in faith you are joined to him.
我们要知道在内心深处，我们和主耶稣基督合为一体。
John 1:12 says, "But to all who did receive him." Who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
约翰福音一章十二节那里讲，所有接受他的人，所有信他名的人，他就给他们权利做神的儿女。
Third, obey.
第三一点，顺服。
If you wish for greater assurance that you are God's child,
如果你需要更大的保证你是神的儿女
，as you pray.
在你的祷告的时候
，As you trust in Jesus，
当你相信主耶稣基督的时候
，Also be careful to obey His word。
我们也必须小心，我们要顺服他的话语。
Do not wait to obey until you have the sense that you are God's child。
不要等待我们来相信我们是神的儿女。
But step out in obedience。
我们要要往前走一步。
Listen to what John 14:22-23 says。
约翰福音十四章二十二、二十三节那里讲到
，Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him."
经文在那里讲神啊。你怎么向你把你自己显现给我们，而不显现给这个世界呢？耶稣基督回答说：“如果一个人爱我，他将会保守听我的话，听我的话，我的父也将会爱他，他也将会来到父的面前，与我们在一起。”
This is ultimately a promise about our conversion, but applies also to our growth in God.
这也是我们转变身份的最终的应许。
As we keep the word of God, God manifests Himself to us.
如果我们听神的劝告，神就会继续不断的向我们显现。
The 19th and 20th century author George MacDonald said, "Obedience is the great opener of eyes."
二十世纪的一个神学家说，顺服是顺服打开我们的眼睛。Thank you.
James says, "Those who draw near to God will find God." Drawing near to them.
雅各说，那些个被带到神的面前的的人，神会开启他们的眼睛。
So the Spirit will testify with our spirit that we are God's children.
那么圣灵会与我们内心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So in all these ways, in the Spirit's leading us, enabling us to cry, Abba Father, testifying with our spirits, the Holy Spirit assures us of our present identity as God's children.
以上我们可以看到圣灵带领我们使我们能够来到天父面前呼求阿爸天父与我们内心同证圣灵也同时保证我们是神儿女的这个身份
And in assuring us of our present identity He also assures us of our future inheritance
在保证我们现在身份的同时他也保证我们将来继承神的产业的身份
This is point 4 from verse 17.
那么这也是保罗讲的第四点。
The Spirit assures God's children of their inheritance.
那么呢,圣灵保证我神的儿女,他们是神的基业。
Paul states the logic very concisely.
那么保罗讲的非常具体。
If we are children, then we are heirs.
如果我们是神的儿女,我们就是他的后嗣。
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
那么神的后嗣与主耶稣基督的后嗣联合一体。
Those who are adopted by the Father will have the Father's inheritance.
那么那些被神所拣选的人将会继承神的产业。
The inheritance, of course, is not gained in a human way.
那么神的产业不能靠人的力量来得到。
It's not, of course, that God will die.
并不是说我们的上帝将会死亡。
But that we will share in His glory. And the glory of the Son.
我们将与神一起来分享神和他儿子的荣耀。
This is such a staggering promise.
这个应许真是令保罗大吃一惊。
But the Apostle Paul, who suffered so much,
保罗呢，这个受了那么大的苦，
says in verse 18 of our chapter,
他在第八章第十八节那里说，
I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
我觉得我所受的苦与我将给我显现的荣耀是无可同日而语。
Paul says, all that I have suffered up until now,
我所受的苦难到今天为止,
and all that I will ever suffer,
以及我将要所受的苦难,
is nothing when set beside the glory I will have with Christ.
与耶稣基督的荣耀相比简直是不值一提。
We can barely glimpse what this glory is.
我们可以大概能够看到这个荣耀到底是多么的伟大。
But we know it involves two things.
但是我们知道里面有两件事情。
Perfected fellowship in a redeemed creation.
一个完整的与神的同在，还有我们这个救赎的创造。
It's perfected fellowship with God and each other.
我们自己完这个完整的与神的同在。
We will see the Lord and be changed into His image.
我们将看到神，我们也按照神的形象转变。
Paul says, now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face.
那么我们如今仿佛对着镜子来观看自己，模糊不清。
And at last, I will know even as I have been known.
我会知道，但虽然说我现在不知道。
John puts it this way in 1 John 3:2.
约翰在第三章第二节那里讲到，
Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
亲爱的弟兄，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显现，但我的心知道。 主若显现，我们必要向他，因为必得见他的真体。
And our fellowship with God will also be in a new environment.
我们的与主耶稣基督同在会在一个新的环境里面发生。
We ourselves will be changed into the glory of Christ's resurrected body.
我们将会变成主耶稣复活的荣耀的身体。
Paul compares the difference in glory between our present body and our future body as the difference between a seed and the plant that's full grown.
那么保罗把我们的身体与主耶稣基督将来变成基业的身体做了一个比较，就相当于一个种子和一个长成的茂大的树木的比较一样。
And the whole creation will be changed with us.
那么所有世间被神创造的万物都将会改变。
It will be set free from sin and suffering.
那将是一个没有罪恶、没有痛苦的一个世界。
It will be permeated with the glory and Spirit of God in a way that utterly overshadows this present world.
那么这个将来的世界将充满神的荣耀和圣灵，那么呢，像这个东西要把我们现在所看的这个世界变得一钱不值。
As Revelation 21:23 says, and the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb.
启示录21章23节那里讲，这个城市根本不需要阳光与太阳来照射，因为神的荣光给他的光，这个神的羔羊就是他的羔羊。And
Revelation 22:5 says, And night will be no more. There will be no need of light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever.
启示录二十二章第五节那里讲黑夜将永远的过去，他们不需要阳光，不需要灯光，因为上帝会给他们提供光，那么上帝他们将会永远作王。
This is the hope we have as the children and heirs of God.
这就是我们作为神的儿女跟后嗣所应该具有的盼望。
The Bible says this hope sustains, delights, and purifies God's children.
那么呢圣经里告诉我们这个盼望使我们基督徒得到坚忍，照亮了我们的内心，也纯洁了我们做基督徒的内心。
In the midst of their present sufferings and temptations,
在世上的诱惑跟苦难当中，这样事情要会发生的。
But I wonder if this hope seems too distant to help or animate us.
那么我现在想，这个盼望是不是对我们现在来说，是不是太遥远了？
Our desires and hopes.Are often for things much closer to us.
那么我们现在的这个盼望都是一些我们看得见、摸得着、离我们很近的东西。
Our most precious hopes are for things often much closer, much seemingly much more tangible.
那么最明显的盼望就是一些对我们来说这个唾手可得到的一个东西。
Perhaps if only I could just have peace in the family.
比如说像我们家庭的安定
，or stability in a job.
我们这个工作的稳定
or a good grade on a test,
我们考试的好成绩
or a girlfriend or a boyfriend,
男女朋友等等
or the next game,
我们下一个这个比赛的这个比赛
the next party,
我们要去参加的一个聚会
the next outfit,
我们下次穿着的衣服的打扮
the next phone,
下一代的电话手机
the hope we have as God's children,
我们作为神儿女所应该具有的这个盼望
Hebrews says should be the anchor of our souls
就像希伯来人讲的应该是我们灵魂的锚
but it's come to play a very little role in our everyday lives
这个东西好像跟我们现在的生活关系不大
so how can we treasure this hope that is both sublime and secure
那么我们怎么来去珍视这个既伟大而又遥远的这个应许呢
on our own We can't.
我们自己是靠我们自己是办不到的。
It is through the work of God's Spirit in our hearts.
那么我们必须借着圣灵来完成。
And often it is through the path of suffering.
那么常常要经过苦难的考验。
God must be the one to make us see how precious and secure His promises are to us.
那么神是唯一的那位能够让我们看到这个他的应许是多么宝贵的那一位。
So today my prayer is that the Spirit would work in our hearts so that we cherish the Son.
今天我祷告让这个圣灵在我们内心动工使我们珍惜了人子。
In whom by faith we are sons.
借着他我们变成了神的儿女。
And the Spirit would move us to cherish the Father.
那么圣灵会感动我们内心让我们珍惜我们阿爸天父。
To be assured that we are His children.
那么为了肯定我们是神的儿女。
To move us to cry out to Him, Abba Father.
感动我们的内心，让我们来到神的面前，哭求阿爸天父。
To experience His fatherly love.
让我们这个经历神的父爱。
Which is infinitely wise.
神的父爱是何等的聪明伟大。
Strong.
何等的强大。
Gentle.
又是何等的温柔。
Full of mercy.
充满了慈爱。
Full of hope.
充满了盼望。
And finally.May we cherish and thirst more for this precious ministry of the Spirit.
那么最后呢，让我们大家都一起来珍视跟渴望这个圣灵的工作。
That who assures us both of our identity and our inheritance as God's children.
那么这个呢，保证我们是神的儿女，而且我们将继承神的基业。
Let's pray together.
我们大家一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, how we need your Spirit.
主啊，我们是多么希望圣灵的带领。
What joy we could find in hope from the Spirit.
在这个希望，在圣灵的对圣灵的盼望，我们得到了巨大的喜乐。
What peace and comfort and humility as we know that we are God's children.
我们知道我们是神的儿女，我们得到了如此的谦卑跟平安。
So Lord, we pray that your Spirit would work.
主啊，我们向你祷告，求你让圣灵在我们内心动工。
Help us to taste and see that God our Father is good.
求我们也求你向你祷告，让我们尝到神圣灵在我们内心动工的甜头。
So that we thirst more and more after Him.
让我们对神的圣灵的动工更加渴望。
And in that thirst, we look forward to the day when we will see him.
在渴望当中，我们看远看明天。
And be changed fully into the image of his son.
按照主耶稣基督的样子，我们变成他的样式。
In the meantime, Lord, help us to walk in assurance.
与此同时，我们需要我们有这个坚定的信心。
That we are your children.
我们是你的儿女。
That by your Spirit, you will accomplish the good work you have begun in us.
借着圣灵，你会在我们内心开始动工。
Father, help us, we pray, as a congregation.
主啊，请你帮助我们，我们作为一个整个的一个教会来祷告。
To live with a deep sense of your fatherly love.
让我们更加理解我们的神对我们的大爱。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.